You know how we start this thing off, dude. Let's talk about some of the games we played this week. Do you want to start us off?
No problem. I believe last time we talked, I've been talking about my trials and tribulations and my adventures and the Adventure Pals. And my time with Adventure Pals has ended because, small spoiler, you go to the moon in the end of the game.
Nice.
To take care of the Avenger. So yeah, that was a super fun game. So if you're a fan of like action platformers, I think that's a winner. It seems like it's kind of on sale pretty frequently for like Steam or PlayStation or Xbox. So yeah, if you ever see that game on sale, I would definitely pick that one up. But it's kind of funny going from playing a game like Adventure Pals or Horizon Zero Chase, which is that racing game I've talked about quite often. When you go from like playing those games, which are like are really good, to then all of a sudden like discover like a great game, it kind of feels like, oh, this is like, it kind of has like a different feel, kind of like going from like eating like a burger and fries to like a steak dinner. It's like, oh, steak dinner is a little bit, a steak dinner and a baked potato, a double baked potato is a little bit better than burgers and fries. No, shout out at Burger and Fries, a classic, no doubt about
but there
it.
But something,
you know,
better. That's what you said.
About yeah. a steak. And a double baked potato. Ooh, with that melted cheddar. So good.
Oof. Sounds fire. So you're saying with all these food references is that you played another game that's a bigger game than...
Yes. Game that really like, man, I play this game and it's like, it lingered with me for like a couple... I completed it maybe 3 or 4 days ago and I still kind of like think about it and lingers.
Nice.
It's like that lingering effect. Like, man, that was a really great game. And that game was Super Giant Transistor. I know you're a fan of Super Giant because they make Hades. Yep. Prior to making Hades, they made a game called Transistor. And this game really stuck with me for a few reasons. A, the art style for Super Giant games are just insanely creative and beautifully looking. They really have some incredible artistry when they're making their games. Music was really solid. The story was really cool and interesting, kind of a steampunk sci-fi story about technology and creativity and art and versus kind of like more of like a robotic kind of like automated approach. The combat was cool. It's like you could take it two different ways. It could be kind of like your classic action RPG. You know, A button is attack, B button does your secondary attack, maybe X and Y is like a dodge and like a shield. Or you could press ZR, like one of the back buttons, and that would get you into more of like a turn-based style. So you could kind of like plan your attack. You'd be, okay, I'm gonna attack this person with this attack, then I'm gonna shield, and then I'm gonna dash over to this person, attack him with this, and then I'm gonna dash back behind these like barricades or these blocks. And then you would press A, and then it would automatically happen. And then you would have to wait for your cooldown to happen. You would have to wait for your cooldown to do that again. The progression was really nice. You start off kind of with like kind of basic kind of sword and shield weapons. And then you, at the end, you upgrade to some crazy stuff, man. You're able to like rain down water and electricity and like you're able to rain down like plagues and like you're able to disappear. You're able to have like a shield bubble the whole time. Yeah, so it's really cool, the progression and how you get to choose what like items and how you want to play. You could play more defensive, you could be more action oriented, and it really stuck with me. So yeah, Transistor is a game that's been out, I think, since like 2015, 2016.
Dang. Yeah.
It was quite hyped when it came out, and it's been around for a while. It's literally been ported to almost every possible device. So if you own an Android, you could play it. If you own an iPhone, yeah, you could play it. You know, desktop, PC, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo. It could be even available for the Ouya. Who knows? So it's like when I finished that game, I was like, oh man, that was a special game. That's up there when you finish like a Super Mario Odyssey or a Zelda or, you know, one of the greater ones.
Wow. So it sounds like you got your contender for your favorite game of the year already. So. Even though it's old.
Yeah, a game that came out 5 years ago is my favorite game of 2021.
Capping the hours, dude, unless you get a part two to that by the end of this year, then nothing can compete.
Yeah, how about yourself, Jazz? What you been playing?
So, you know, besides like the traditional stuff, you know, Strike Force, we killing it, you know, the vibes. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, you know, same old thing. But I am trying to progress guns in Call of Duty now, so I'm trying to like get camos and try to get like diamond guns because that's just a flex, I think. So I'm in the process of doing that. I got a couple gold guns, which is dope, and we're trying to, you know, keep it moving. You got a new Zombies map dropping February 5th, so pretty hyped about that. But other than that, Call of Duty is Call of Duty. We still dig it. So, what else have I been playing? Last week, I believe I jumped into Battlefront 2. So we talked about this a little bit. One of my buddies just randomly said, "Hey, we're playing Battlefront 2. Do you want to play? Do you still have it downloaded?" And I checked, and I still did, and we jumped on for like hours. So Battlefront 2 is the Galaxy Call of Duty, and you know I'm all about it. So, but I forgot that in Battlefront 2 you can do like a 40 player match. So it's like there's a war happening in space, pretty much, mm-hmm. and you just all out mayhem trying to get kills, and it's just a good old time. So Battlefront 2, I rock with a heavy, and I'm still interested in playing more. So if I get the text like jumping on into a galaxy far, far away, I'm gonna be there. But then also last week we got the complete edition of Scott Pilgrim released, and I bought it. So I've been playing that, man. That's a lot of fun too. Just something about that 8-bit like superhero style journey is just like it sells me. If you got 8-bit brawler style game, sign me up. Which hopefully they remake that Captain Hook game from like, or that Hook game from like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. If they remake that, that's a day one for me, because I remember used to going to the arcade and all my money would go to that, even though I would never get any tickets out of it. So bring that back. You hear that? Whoever's listening, bring back Hook. So Scott Pilgrim, I made it to like, if you know anything about Scott Pilgrim, it's like you're fighting ex-boyfriends because you're madly in love with this girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm on like the third one. So it's got like a pretty good like progression style. You're collecting money, buying stuff for points, but you also like upgrade yourself as you go. So nothing too fancy. Hopefully I'll try to beat that just because I enjoyed the movie and the story is pretty dope too. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's something else that I played. You know, I played the Mario All-Stars, which was fun. Got a couple levels in of Mario 64. I want to try, what is it, Mario Galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
That's a good one.
I haven't played that one, so I think I want to try to like take a dive into that and see how that goes. But that's about all the games I've been playing, man. Nothing too crazy, but I will enjoy it for now until something else comes out.
And I'm going to a little hint for our next episode. Jazz will be revealing something very exciting in the next episode. So stick around for episode 45 to find out.
Episode 45, we will have some news. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast also. Follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Console Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Console Boys are out.